Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Have you noticed during the circuit breaker period when you order food delivery, right? And if you tend to use the same apps, do you notice that you have kind of like the same group of delivery drivers or delivery men coming around your way?
Yes, I'm beginning to notice that. Although I got really embarrassed yesterday because I'd booked it as a cash payment and I was really struggling to find the change.
You booked it as a cash payment?
Yeah, there was that option on this particular one. Anyway,
how
I felt so bad.
Are you?
I'm sorry. If you're out there and you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Gosh. Well, thanks to a group of people, we get food delivered to us without us having to leave our homes. And that's something we've been really grateful for.
Yeah, it's actually a real luxury, isn't it? And we are lucky for it. But as F&B outlets are not allowed to open to open shops during the circuit breaker period, although we know it's over by Friday, many have relied on these food delivery companies to keep their businesses alive.
You know, even hawkers and smaller eateries are looking to make use of the opportunities offered by going online. And now they've got a more affordable option.
Yeah, so this is great. Fair Price Group and the food delivery startup YQ have recently launched a new food delivery platform which will enable F&B operators to deliver their food island-wide. And here's the interesting bit. F&B operators will not be charged any commission.
Wow. Well, we have to find out more about this. On the line with us this morning is Ip Kin Ho, who is head of sales at YQ. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking the time. Some people might not have heard of YQ. I myself haven't really heard about this. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
YQ is the biggest hawker food delivery in Singapore. So we focused a lot of our efforts delivering hawker food to our customers here in Singapore. So we see a gap in companies focusing on mid and high tier restaurants. But yeah, we tend to forget about a big culture here in Singapore, which is our delicious hawker food.
Oh, it certainly is delicious. I mean, this is really interesting. I understand that you have competitors, and the way you spell YQ, just to put people in the frame, is W-H-Y and the letter Q. But there's a competitor that is spelled the letter Y and then the word Q. What makes you different apart from the name?
Okay, so our competitor is called Y and Q, the letter Y and Q. So we are pretty different. YQ, I think they focused a lot on offering a free ordering service. That means you can order online and you can pick up the items directly from the store. For us, we're different. We are food delivery. So basically, they can order hawker food on our app and web itself and get the food delivered right to your doorstep.
And what's it like dealing with the Singapore market? Is it a challenging market?
I think in Singapore, it's not that difficult because a lot of our customers are very tech-savvy. And in Singapore, everyone is very in line with the smart living culture. Everyone has a smartphone. Everyone is used to ordering things and having it delivered right to their doorstep. So the adoption was not difficult, I think, for local customers to understand.
Yeah, but the customers are tech-savvy, but you guys, I mean, the resource are the hawkers. How was it easy to get them on board? How did that go?
So for hawkers to be onboarded, I think it was a real challenge at first, particularly because our founders are not too familiar with the language itself. So what we did was we allowed the hawkers they do not need to adopt a lot of tech to be on the platform. For example, they do not need to have a specific device. They do not need to be signed on, logged into an app in particular. So what we have hawker captains that operate in these hawker centers. So what they do is they will be the tech person in the hawker center. So they will be the one operating the app, and orders will go to them, and they will order from the hawkers direct.
So how does it work then? Because you've got different price points, don't you? If you go and you pick up something from a hawker centre, you pay one price. But if you get something delivered, it's different. How does this work?
Okay, so for us, we do not take a cut from the merchants, from the hawkers in particular, because their price points are already very low and their margins, for some of them, it's already razor thin. So what we do is our business development team, wherever they bring a hawker on board, they actually sit down with the hawker and discuss with them a price that they feel comfortable with. So what we do is we mark up the food items between 10 to 20% on our platform itself.
So we are speaking to you about this as, you know, we're just a couple of hours away from phase two, Singapore reopening. I wanted to draw a comparison, pre-COVID-19 days, circuit breaker days, and what are you expecting from Friday?
Okay, so for us, we did see a huge surge in demand during the circuit breaker period because simply that people are mostly keeping themselves at home and they are not allowed to dine in hawker centres. So that's where I think a lot of customers, they came to find out about us, and they still wanted to enjoy their favourite chicken rice, their favourite fishball noodles in the comfort of their home. So post-circuit breaker period, we are expecting a small decrease in demand as people are able to return to dine in at their favorite outlets and establishments. But because of the price point and because of the service standards that we deliver, we hope that a lot of our customers will be able to still get their favorite food delivered right to their doorstep by YQ.
And then you've got people like Elliot and myself, and we're both fairly cautious, aren't we, about how or whether or not we're going to step out more after Friday. Let's just talk about your delivery crews, because I would imagine that they're working double as hard. How have you risen to the challenge of increased pay and capacity?
So for our delivery crew, it's a little different from our competitors. We have two roles specifically. One is what we call hawker captains. So they are the ones on the ground in the hawker centres making the order itself. And another are delivery riders. So hawker captains, basically, some of them are really quite senior. So because all they need to do is order the food and organise delivery, and the riders will kind of pick up. So with the increase in demand, we actually hired more of these captains and hired more riders, so that while orders increased, it's not like suddenly someone is overloaded with a lot more orders. Basically, we hired more so that everyone's workload is maintained at basically the same standards.
But then, and just to draw back on Manish's point earlier, you do have people like myself and her who are a bit cautious going into this phase two. In terms of your staff capacity from Friday, what's the plan here? Are you planning to downscale that, or are you going to have to wait and see at least the first weekend whether you need to adjust how many delivery riders you have out there?
So for now, there's no plans to drastically reduce the manpower or the amount of staff that we have on the ground. We do adjust accordingly to demand, but not immediately.
So wait for the demand and see what it's like first before making a decision.
Yes.
So one of the big selling points for you, and we've already mentioned it, of course, is this zero commission that you have with the hawker centre vendors. You're doing this in partnership with Fair Price Group. How did that link up come to pass?
Yeah, so initially we focused a lot on hawker food itself, but we realised that local F&B is not only hawker centres, and there are a lot of food courts, restaurants and coffee shops even that are operating in the same restrictions and things like that. So Fair Price Group came to us, and we actually wanted to help out the local F&B scene by providing food delivery at zero commission to them, so that they're able to onboard their restaurants and create a virtual storefront with basically no cost, and to be able to deliver their food to any customer in Singapore.
Okay, and whilst these with phase two is starting, is this initiative expected to continue?
Nope. It would still carry on as what we did in during circuit breaker, because like you mentioned, there are a lot of people that might still be a little cautious about going out.
Sure.
And with reduced operating limits for all the restaurants and even all the food outlets where everyone has to be seated at a 1 meter distance, the capacity of the restaurants are going to be lowered significantly. So they will still look at food delivery as a very, very good way to alleviate the loss in business and to basically carry on the delivery business as per their usual business.
So obviously we've talked a lot about, you know, the vendors and we've talked about the partnership, but I'm quite curious about you guys, about YQ. How do you make your margin? Because it must be quite challenging in this sort of a business.
Okay, so for marketplace at YQ itself, what we do is we do a 6% markup. Basically, what this covers is the platform maintenance and the payment gateway fees, particularly for credit cards and other methods that they are paying on YQ itself. So the initiative, we are not looking to profit significantly. We're just hoping to get this platform allows this F&B operators to get through this difficult period, because very frankly, without food, there would not be food delivery services.
Yeah, a lot of the various food delivery apps themselves are not really making money. You would think they are because of the surge in demand. But looking ahead, post-COVID-19, once all of this is over, there's a vaccine and whatnot. Is your eye on, you know, how delivery service might have to evolve in the next 6 months to a year?
We believe that a lot of these customers during the circuit breaker period might have experienced food delivery services for the first time itself. I think even our parents, my parents themselves were one that they never had food delivered. They were always like, oh, why not just go and buy it? But during this period where, yeah, they are encouraged to stay home, they actually tried out these services and they are actually very surprised by the speed and the standards of the delivery. So even after post-circuit breaker period, we hope that after customers have experienced the ease and the convenience of such services and the price point that they're able to provide, they will continue to look to food delivery services like YQ to cater to some of their needs.
We've been speaking with Ipkin Ho, who is the head of sales at YQ. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.